Triple M Breakfast. Say hello to Marto and Margot.
Margot, saw the government splashing a bit of cash around. I went, oh, that's interesting.
The Palaszczuk government today allocating almost $40 million in the state budget to help protect her species.
Koalas are under a lot of threat. We all know that. And sadly, for us to be able to turn things around, funding is what we need to be able to make a difference.
$40 million to look
Who
after
was that
koalas.
Talking? That wasn't Anastasia Palaszczuk.
No,
it?
Some bloke from Currumbin.
Wildlife Sanctuary.
Well, one of those sort of things.
That was Kenny the koala, mate.
he was the ambassador.
He just got $40 million to look after koalas.
Isn't our health system in a crisis at the moment, Queensland's
That's
hospitals?
Because all the koalas are in the ambulances
ramping.
They face various threats. I accept that.
Every year, almost 500 koalas are treated at the hospital. Life-threatening diseases like chlamydia and the threat of natural disasters key factors in their decline.
Let's have a look at this. I know they're cute and they've got a distinctive appearance and they're quite famous, koalas, correct? They're not bears. They're wombats who live up a tree. Let's face facts. But quite simply, you heard it there, chlamydia. How do you get chlamydia? Because you root around too much. These things are disgusting sexual predators who also drink all day. They're on the eucalypts, they're on the terps, which is why they're always asleep, and then they go raping. Fair dinkum, $40 million for koalas. It's overrated.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Marto, I'm not sure if you saw the news last week. You were away sick from the show, and we talked about a lady who gave birth at a Metallica concert over in Brazil. Massive super fans of Metallica, and she delivered her baby at the Metallica concert. They had some medics on the scene, and it was done. We got some calls on it. Where did you give birth? 133353. And one of our callers explained to us where they gave birth, but then it kind of took a little turn.
Lie down on the hallway floor.
And then what?
Assume the position. He delivered the baby.
Wow.
No worries at all. The only time he stressed out was when he had to cut the cord. And he had no scissors to cut him with, so he pulls out his trusty pocket knife, runs that under hot water. Then he couldn't find any ribbon to tie off the cord, so he gets his filthy old volleys, pulls the laces out of them, and not the new ones.
Stop it.
Dunlop volley laces to tie off the umbilical cord and a pocket knife to cut it. Now, if there's
what a guy.
What a guy. And I was like, that is MacGyver. That is the MacGyver of all MacGyver.
Oh, we haven't run this for a while.
We haven't done it for a while, so I thought it's Monday, MacGyver Monday.
All right.
Why not?
I bet you there's some people who would have been fixing leaks and things using strange methods over the weekend. I wonder if they didn't have any silicone, use Vaseline or something like that. Maybe that's an angle.
Maybe.
Any
MacGyver shenanigans happening over at Moreton on the weekend, Marto?
Not really, because we had proper tools and proper... It's when you haven't got the right tool or you haven't got the right equipment to fix a job. I had all that, but usually pieces of wire or tape or anything else.
Patrick from Salisbury, good morning.
Morning.
MacGyver Monday, have you got a situation where you had to improvise your way out of something?
I did. I got buried up to the axle in my car the other day and had to use the wheel jack to get myself out.
Okay, so you jacked up under the... How did you get in there? You dug under.
I had to get very dirty very early in a Monday morning to get out.
How'd you get into that situation, Patrick?
I just tried to turn around on a job site and misjudged where I should have been going.
Oh, God, the ground is so wet at the moment. There's people getting bogged everywhere. Patrick, no snatch straps or max tracks or anything like that?
No, no neighbours to help me.
You're on your own.
A lot of swearing.
Chookie from Buckin.
How you going, guys?
The MacGyver of all MacGyvers, I could imagine you would be, Chookie. What have you been up to?
Well, it was barbecue time. Doing a couple of chooks on the rotisserie on the barbecue.
He loves a rotisserie chook, don't you, Chookie?
Yeah, I love it, yeah. And the rotisserie seized up because it's got little metal cogs that go to plastic cogs.
Yeah.
The heat transfer, the cogs all seized up. I had no rotisserie.
Oh, that's a design fault. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Who thought to put plastic bits on a hot
pot? Yeah. All about. So I ended up getting the mechanic cordless drill with a little bit of duct tape onto the shaft, and away you go.
That's incredible.
Well done.
Yep. So barbecue, duct tape, and Makita power tools.
That is exactly all you need. And 3 hours later, how many batteries did you have to go through?
One.
Just one. Oh, that speaks to Makita, doesn't it?
Makita rocks all day.
Rocks all day.
Solving all the world's problems. Good on you, Chookie. Appreciate the calls.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Hey, that story was, well, made all parents think. That little boy down in the Hills District in Sydney, 11 years of age, hopped off the school bus. They had him on CCTV wandering through.
Where did he go?
He went into the bushland. I think something happened at school, they're suggesting. He must have had a fight or something went on at school and he just went and just went into the bush and never came out.
Because I read that there was no third party, like there no other party involved. It was just him missing and...
It was great. He was found.
He stepped off a school bus and vanished. Crews spending the night searching for 11-year-old Christopher Wilson in near-freezing conditions. The schoolboy eventually found by strangers 5 kilometres from home, cold but unhurt.
3 degrees and some of the people were so nice.
Ran down, I said, Christopher, is that you? And he goes, yes.
I went up to him, told him everyone was looking for him. He seemed quite shocked. Very quiet, but he also seemed pretty intact and pretty healthy.
Great
freezing
to see
conditions
mum.
Overnight. He would have been cold.
Oh, God, yeah.
Alone,
he had shorts and a skinny jumper on. Oh, mild hypothermia. They took him away, but he'll be okay.
Look, every parent's worst nightmare. I mean, I lost my kid for 20 minutes in Target and I was beside myself, let alone overnight in those sorts of conditions.
Target.
Exactly. Yeah, Target's a big place.
Now, listen, you said it. Every parent's worst nightmare, especially if you've got something going on at home, you don't want the police coming over to visit.
Oh dear.
Yeah, when you draw attention to your family and your family just want to stay fairly
low
underneath
key.
The radar and low
happened?
Key.
Oh.
There's a twist in the boy's disappearance. His father arrested for unrelated drug matters just hours after he was found.
Oops. Oh no.
Oh dear. Oh.
Unrelated.
The police were hauling away all these shrubbery.
Oh. locked room with hydroponics, that sort of situation.
You forgot to do the hedging before the cops come over.
Oh, dear me.
You're on Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Incredible night on Saturday night, Marto and Dan. I headed down to the Gold Coast to Pacific Fair Event Cinemas where they held the Australian premiere of the biopic Elvis.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
That's right.
Was it the world
Elvis
premiere?
The movie. It was the Australian premiere. They had the Cannes a week or two earlier. Right. They had the Cannes Film Festival where it was premiered there. They got a 12-minute standing ovation. At Cannes Film Festival after the film was played out. Priscilla Presley herself was there. She gave it the big tick of approval. She said, if Elvis was here, he would say, God damn, that boy is me. The gentleman who played Elvis, of course, in the film was Austin Butler, American kid, I'd say, because I think he's only like 20 years of age.
You showed me his photo. He's quite good looking.
He is incredibly beautiful. Mm. Not my type. I wouldn't say he's hot, sexy, but he is just gorgeous looking.
Yeah, looks like he's built in a laboratory, mate.
He's very beautiful. Yeah, too perfect. And really nice guy. I got to sort of come across him. There I was, found my way into the media area. I snuck in while someone was talking to the security guard. I just kind of looped in around the back. Well, everybody else was there. I was like, why don't I have a media pass? I work in media. But I snuck in and I got to see the red carpet. And so there was Tom Hanks. There was Olivia DeJonge, who is a young Australian actress who plays Priscilla Presley in the movie. There was Baz Luhrmann, of course, the director, Moulin Rouge, Australia, The Great Gatsby, and now Elvis. Baz Luhrmann spoke. Austin Butler, the guy that plays Elvis, he spoke. Really lovely guy. Yeah. And then there was, of course, the highlight, the only real star in the room, and that was Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks was there.
Tom Hanks came out and he spoke and he said that there was something.
Is he one of your favourite actors? I love the bloke. I reckon he's incredible.
I think he's incredible. I wouldn't say he's my favourite. I don't really have a favourite actor, but he is incredible. Who knew he was a bit of a comedian?
There is no better place in the world to make a motion picture than right here on the Gold Coast. I speak from experience. I've shot films in Morocco, in Los Angeles, in New York City, in Seattle, and none of them have what the Gold Coast had. What is that? In two words, Dan Murphy. What a man, what a man!
It was good fun. And he joked about the fact that he and Dan had become quite close during his stay here. They formed a bit of a relationship, got to know Dan Murphy very well, but chose not to swim at any of our beautiful beaches. He said, you guys have incredible beaches here, but you also have blue bottles and you also have sharks and you have rips. And, you know, whenever is there a good time to go swimming? Never. And so he did not enter the beach once for a swim here while he stayed on the Gold Coast for 18 months.
Wow.
What's wrong with you, Tom?
That movie, what was the movie with Wilson? Castaway. That really knocked him around. Yeah,
he's got PTSD.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Paul Gallen and Boyd Cordner came out and they had like the trophy, the Origin trophy.
I saw this.
Boyd Cordner decided to bring his dog.
Is he holding a dog? Is it bring your dog to work day?
Well, I wasn't sure whether he was anxious. You know, some people get anxious and have to take the therapy
dog. Companion dog.
Yes. Comfort animal.
Well, this is how it sounded.
Let's hear it tonight for Paul Gallen and Boyd Cordner. And also Bruce. The blue healer.
Bruce.
What's with that dog? I've just done my research.
What's with that dog? Here's the Origin.
On the 2nd of August in 2020, there's a photo. Look how big it was last night. There's Brad Fittler with the blue healer when it was 9 weeks old. The Blues.
Cute.
It's a blue healer.
Bruce, the blue healer, official mascot for New South Wales Blues.
And I wondered who looks after it. Hopefully not Josh Adokar or Latrell Mitchell because they're not in the team. But it's out at some a disadvantaged youth centre in the northwest of Sydney.
Oh, that's nice.
It's for disadvantaged youth. You know how they've never got anything to look after. They park him out there, Bruce.
I think Bruce is a fantastic addition to our team, and I'm sure all of our passionate fans will get behind him and cheer for him too.
And why haven't we got a dog?
You know what works perfectly?
We don't have a dog.
Blue healer as well. Just ticks. What was
blue?
I mean, we can't do Moreau.
Red cattle dog.
What was Red Dog? What was Red Dog?
Was he a Kelpie? Red dog.
Kelpie.
Oh, my Kelpie's red. What about Order from Ormo? This is, sounds like my team. A red dog Kelpie, tough, relentless, and a goer.
How about David in Alexandria reckons a big red kangaroo?
Oh, a big
boxing.
Roo.
Oh,
red
yes. Imagine that.
Tony from
running
Sherwood.
The water on, like Alfie with Alfie, and the water's in its pouch, and Alfie just reaches in. Give us some of that. Yeah,
Alfie's in the pouch.
Because he's slowing down, Alf.
Nikki from Goodna, 133353. What do you reckon our Queensland mascot dog should be?
Yeah, I reckon I'm a big fan of rescue dogs, and I'm definitely saying something with a whole heap of mongrel in it, mate.
Oh, it's got to have a bit of mongrel in it.
A bitzer, just a rough-ass dog.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
bit of Arab, Bull Arab, bit of Great Dane.
Oh, nothing says Queensland.
Bit of terrier. Yeah,
just find one roaming the streets of Logan and just put a jersey on it.
What about those Roman nose Bull Terriers, one of them?
Yeah.
Matt from the Sunny Coast, hello.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Queensland fan, watched the game last night.
No, I'm actually a Blues supporter, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Have
you got a suggestion for us? Because you guys have got, of course, the blue cattle dog, Bruce. What could Queensland have?
Yeah, I'm going to roll with you, Margot. Well, I own Bull Terriers, and they just reminded me of a Bull Terrier last night. They were just down, relentless, tough.
It's ripped in.
Were they?
Yeah, just ripped in, got it. Pat Carrigan, I tell you.
Did you know he had that in him?
Yeah. We've been watching him come on. They shifted him to lock in with the Broncos, and he's been the best player all season. He's a machine.
Yeah, just
and that's
workhorse.
Coming from a Blue supporter.
Good
fantastic.
Foot speed.
Yeah, I like it. Bull Terrier.
And well done for dragging yourself out of bed and fronting up this morning, Matt, after the defeat.
I've got to work.
You're going to go to work? You're going to turn up with a Blues jersey on today?
Nah, not at all, mate. Me multi didn't get up last night, so I'm working.
Of course it did. Hey, what sort of dog would Munster be if he was a dog? He's a crossbreed, isn't he? Are you bitter?
What are those, like, real ADHD dogs, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You just can't ever slow them down.
That's a Kelpie.
Triple M Breakfast.
Now, you say I'm a royal watcher. That's being silly because I'm not.
Margo, how many packages turn up with royal paraphernalia for Marto?
Last week, Marto ripped the paper that he had on his screen with Ash Barty on it and went, "That's it, you're out." And the Queen's in, and he put up a photo of the Queen on his desk, and she's still sitting there to this day. So you can't tell me you don't have an...
You've got the magazine. You flip straight to the centrefold, which is a bit creepy.
How is the Queen?
Now, listen, let's just talk about the Queen. Big weekend, four-day weekend. Day one, she fronted up, didn't she?
When she's wearing the green out on the balcony?
No, that's day four.
That's day four.
She went missing day two and three because she said, yeah, old people can do that. I can't cop the lot of you. Even though they're paying homage to her, she would have said... I'm old. I can do whatever I like. That's what happens when you get old. And day four, she fronted up again. There she is.
Waving.
waving, did a little wave with her crooked teeth. How come her teeth are so bad?
Who was up there? Cade and Wills and the three kitties and then Camilla and Charles.
What about
the Meghan and Harry?
What about the Payne Haas treatment of Prince Harry and Meghan?
They got booed. She looked a little rattled. You know, she had that sort of smile on that she was putting on her face, but you could tell that the booing had rattled her.
Can I just check, is there any other 73-year-old men when they're making a speech saying this?
Your Majesty, Mummy.
73, mate. Time to push on. That could be our future king. Anyway, the Queen was 20 kilometres away, all right? She was up the road. She couldn't be stuffed coming to day two or three, as I said. But Prince Charles, he wanted to annoy her.
So if we cheer loudly enough, she might just hear us.
Can you imagine? I'm 96. Shut up. I love you, people.
Turn the hearing aid down.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Corey going stalkers. Yeah. Margo bucking orders. It's time for At Home with the Puckers.
Gentlemen, I've got an injury update for you in the Parker household. We are doing everything we can. We're like the block, last minute till tools down. We've got games this weekend. We've got finals for an undefeated netball side. We've got a representative netball carnival all day Sunday, and we are trying to beat the buzzer to get Memphis ready. Our eldest daughter, I told you last week, she sprained her ankle at a netball carnival last Sunday, and Dr. Parker, my husband Corey, decided that he was going to diagnose it, a mild sprain.
He went to the University of Brisbane Broncos medical degree.
He said, I've had a lot of injuries. I've seen a lot of doctors. I've been strapped. I've had a lot of scans. I know what I'm doing.
But you're sitting in the dressing room and you go, I wonder what's he going, oh, is that how you fix that? And he's taken that knowledge and brought it to your family.
I went to the physio every day for 16 years of my life. I know what to do. And so I've put my trust and my faith
in him. But now on Friday, she's got a game tomorrow.
She has got finals tomorrow for the inter-school TAS sports competition. They are undefeated under 12s this year. Hang on, by hook or by crook.
It's the World Cup.
Yeah, but if they're undefeated, do they need her? Or is she the star? Is she the Michael Jordan?
She's the centre of the side. Okay. And she's the glue that holds it together. She's the engine room. We have compressed. We have elevated. We have iced. Mm. We have massaged. We have rested. We have moon booted.
Textbook rehab. Well done.
We have done Voltaren. I've also done magnesium and Tramiel. I'm hitting both ends. I'm doing natural remedies. I'm doing the drug remedies. We've done lymphatic drainage. We are now doing infrared. I'm seeing a sports physio.
We're almost at amputation. That's about the only thing you've got left.
Today.
Get onto a prosthetic guy. We'll need, what foot is it? We'll need a right foot.
I've got ankle guards. Today I'm going out to my naturopath to pick up Norma Tech compression pants for her to wear.
This grand final is going to cost you $18,000 to win.
Someone get on the phone to Elon Musk and get her a bionic leg. We're at RoboCop stage.
Get Jeremiah Nanoi back on. Who needled him up? Get that doctor.
Well, cortisone. That's what I said to Corey. If all else fails, do you know someone who can get us a cortisone shot?
Bloody oath.
Triple M Breakfast. Say hello to Marto and Margot.
But we have so many half conversations around here. I can't work out what happens during songs, ads and stuff. Margot, you got that parking fine the other day in Edward Street. Well, no, you don't.
It's sad.
But I told you my daughter Hillary got one. It's a Clearway. They were towing away and she started crying. And I think I asked you, I never got the answer. Why didn't you cry? You can get out of things if you
cry. Well, I've done the crying thing before, but I was genuinely so annoyed and it made me angry. I couldn't even do the crying thing because I just was so annoyed by his smug little stupid face.
Natalie from Bow Desert, you know what we're talking about.
I sure do.
When did you cry?
2 years ago, I was driving with myself and my two kids, who were about 7 and 5, down to Victoria, and I'd driven all day and got as far as Goulburn. By the time I got there, I was sick of their fighting, and it was awful, had enough, and it was 10:30 at night, and I got to the hotel.
Yeah.
And cried everywhere.
Oh, you're emotional.
And I got a room upgrade.
Well done.
Perfect. Put on the waterworks at the hotel at check-in.
It's a Goulburn hotel. How far can you get upgrade?
She went from ground to one.
You got a room for the kids and one for yourself.
Yeah, one for you. That would have been better, Natalie.
If you're a bloke and you turned up and cried, they'd put you in the garage.
Yeah.
The kick out of the hotel. Anonymous.
Anonymous from Tarragindi. Hello.
Hi. This is an invisible voice. So I was driving, I was on my L's, and I've got people around me, sorry. And my cousin was in the car. She was on a P's. We had two friends, and we drove from Penrith to the entrance. Yes. And then we went out, and I drove everywhere and crossed the double line and was speeding, and the cops pulled us over.
Yes.
And put me in the back of the car, in the paddy wagon, and I was shitting my pants.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I cried that hard. They drove me around in circles for 10 minutes and then dropped me back to the hotel.
Oh.
Never do that again. And then I drove home.
How old were you?
I was on my L's.
So like 16?
So I was what? Yeah, 13.
Where are you that you can't talk very much?
At school,
and all the kids are around listening to how naughty, imagine if the naughty the mummy was. Yeah,
now, Anonymous, you found out when you were 16 the power of crying. Have you used it again in your life to get what you want?
No.
Sure.
I didn't use the power. I was literally
you were scared.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're funny. Can you ring up one day and talk really quietly again to us?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Do you want some movie tickets?
Yeah.
Because you have to whisper in the movies.
Go to Top Gun.
Anonymous, can you pretend we've got movie tickets, but your call wasn't good enough and we're not going to give them to you? Can you now just cry to make us give them to you?
Yeah, you got it.
I will never do it again.
You got him, mate.
Oh, funny.
Top Gun, which is how you drive, evidently. May 6th, Dendy Cinemas, home of quality cinema. Visit dendy.com.au to book tickets. Good on you, Anonymous, not from Tarragindi. Thank you. Very seductive.
Fire.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
I actually performed an exorcism of a ghost in one of our houses once upon a time over the phone with a energy healer in Sydney.
Hello, you're on radio. Come on.
We rented a little house in Hawthorne in between when we were living at Camp Hill. We built a house, we sold it, and then we were going to build another house, and we were renting.
I went to that house in Camp Hill one day on a Mad Monday.
Mm.
It's funny.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was next door, and they said, Corey lives next door, so I was
come on over.
Yeah, well, I briefly.
Oh, interesting.
Did you not
You've
know
never
that?
Mentioned that to me.
Okay, I have now.
We might need to talk about that off-air first.
Yeah, exactly.
But we were renting this, like, two-story Queenslander in Hawthorne, and I just... The dynamic in our family shifted at that time. Memphis and Wiley were really little and they just stopped. Well, Memphis in particular stopped sleeping. She went from being a prolific sleeper. Yeah. She slept perfectly and then all of a sudden stopped. And the staircase, because it was two stories, was always really cold, even though there was a big window where the sun came in. And so anyway, so I was mentioning it to my mum, and my mum put me on to her friend. And this woman called me over the phone, and she told me, I didn't tell her anything. She just rang me. She didn't know anything about the house. And she said, stand where you feel the worst energy, right? So I stood in
on the stairs.
The stairwell. I didn't, well, just at the bottom of the stairwell.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, it's the energy is coming, the negative energy is coming through the stairwell.
Let's just
remind
ourselves.
We need to cleanse that.
We were on the phone.
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
So then I go upstairs and then I stand at Memphis's bedroom, which is where she had been relatively upset. Mm. And she said, oh, yeah, there's definitely some male energy here bothering your child.
She said male energy.
She said, is there like an electrical outlet or a telephone line? That's where it's coming in. And there was a capped off old home landline.
Mm. There's adults listening to this radio station.
And she cleansed the house for me. And I had to do a few things. Like I had to say, I don't want your energy here anymore. It's negative. Please leave my home.
Holland, you had to say that.
Yes, and I had to bless.
Couldn't you just put her on speaker so she could speak directly to the ghost?
But every time we've moved into a new house, I've had it cleansed because there's old energy in the house.
Of course.
So this is possible. Yeah. And then you know what? Yeah, two nights, Memphis went back to sleeping.
Oh, incredible.
Sleeping
through.
Who are
you going to call?
It's a thing.
14.
So, I believe.
Marto and Margot. Triple M Breakfast.
Give you a funny one, Margo. I've been, I don't know, 7-8 months at our place where we're renting. And first time ever, I didn't realise we had a doorbell. Yesterday afternoon, I'm watching the Bronx. And I said, what's that? Cass says, the doorbell. And I said, is that what? Someone at the front door. We never had one in our old house.
Ah, people just always knock. Well, they knock. Or just come in.
Oi. Or they, in our old place, they'd just walk through. Just
anybody home?
And you'd be sitting at the kitchen. Oh, g'day. They'd walk right through the hello.
Mine but, like to bypass the front door. They go around to the around side the door and just come in.
Can't do that at our place. Both side gates locked. Everything's sort of locky from the front with lattice. So if we open up the front door, there's still lattice locked door. So people have been yelling out until yesterday when I went, oh, I won't see. Is that where it came out? And the young bloke standing there, I went,
doorbell. Oh,
what did you push there? Oh, okay. So I looked around. Yeah. G'day, mate. What are you after? And Kath said, oh. Kath had told me, well, before I got out there, she warned me. She said, I ordered some pizzas, and I've never ordered pizzas since we've been at this house either.
Are you Domino's or Pizza Hut kind of
people?
We
were Domino's because we look out, I think it's the Domino's headquarters isn't far from our place.
Oh, yeah.
And she looks out, you can look out our front door and you actually see a Domino's, so it reminds you.
Subconscious marketing.
Exactly. So there it comes. But I go, oh, good on you, mate. Thank you. And I looked at his name tag. I went, oh, thank you, Stan.
Oh, Stan.
I know.
Has Stan been delivering for Domino's for 20 years?
No, Stan wasn't 62 years of age or anything like that. I said, how old are you, Stan? He said, I'm 18. I said, that's not a name for an 18-year-old. He said, I'm unique. I said, well, yes. Young man with an old man's name. I haven't played this game for a while.
Stan, short for Stanley, I would assume.
I didn't go into it,
Stanford,
but I guess so.
Charlie from Ascot, 133353. Have you got a little boy or girl with an old person's name?
Some friends of mine had a little boy 6 months ago and they named him Harvey.
Harvey. I reckon Harvey made a comeback after Suits, you know, the series, TV series with Harvey Specter.
Oh, righto.
Harvey Specter, he was a bit spunky.
Thanks, Charlie. There's plenty here. Alan from Aspley.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, what sex and what age and what name?
Mate, it's my 14-year-old granddaughter, Hazel. Catherine.
14-month-old or 14-year-old?
No, 14-month-old.
Month-old, yeah, little one. Hazel Catherine.
Yeah, Hazel was inspiration from Hazel Hawke because she was such a lady.
Aww.
And Catherine came from, because she was a kick-ass woman, Catherine the Great.
Oh, righto.
Oh, nice one.
I don't know any Hazels under 72.
Yeah, no,
or maybe 82.
My brand new little, oh, she's a beautiful kid too.
Usually you go Hazel trying to get a inheritance, don't you? Okay, you're on to me, Alan.
Carol from Milton.
Hi there. My little granddaughter, who's two, she's got her best friend called Mabel. They run up to each other, hug each other.
I know a little Mabel too. Yeah, she's six.
Cute.
Beautiful name. I love those old traditional names making comebacks.
All right. Was it inheritance grab, Carol?
No, it wasn't. The young parents just called her that, and Sienna just, every time she sees her, runs up and cuddles her.
Oh, yeah, little Mabel.
What about Russell from Clontarf? His niece is Mavis and nephew is Ray.
Oh,
my grandfather was Ray.
Oh, what, did you see that bloke scored the second try? Oh, he scored two tries for Parramatta, was it? Ray Stone. It sounded like a really old, he was only early 20s.
Like Ray Warren.
Yeah, Ray.
Oh, there you go, of course.
Love it. Triple M Breakfast with Marto
and Margo. I've taken my dog on a holiday, turned out to be a bit of a nightmare. But when you leave them at home, they're man's best friend. You know, you want to take them with you because, you know, they want to enjoy the holiday too. But it doesn't always work out that way. Like Tyson from Munroobin, he texted us on the burner phone, got zipped into a tent with a dog who had diarrhea.
Hey.
Wish I'd responded during the night when he poked me to get let out of the tent.
I'd make that mistake again.
And that's one of the problems. Unfamiliar surrounds. Dogs don't like it. And the other thing is they do like fighting, and that's what happens when you take them on holidays. Mez from Kalanga. Hi, Mez.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, did you take your dog on holidays and get into trouble?
Yeah, we took our dog on a farm stay with a group of other people.
Lovely.
And their dog decided to bite our dog. And she got septic arthritis and $4,500 later and emergency vet. She had medication, needles, everything. And we had to take her back to the farm stay because it was out at Mwilumbah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so long story short, it cost a lot of money.
A lot of money and a lot of time, Mez, too.
Hold on. But yeah. what did Margo say? $5,000 for dogs.
Boarding kennel.
City boarding kennels for four.
It's about on the... Yeah.
About the same.
Hey, Mez, family pass to the Firebirds and the Vixens this Sunday. The Firebirds show up as one family, one stadium, one heartbeat. Tickets on sale now. That's
starting
a family
this weekend.
Pass.
The girls will love that, Mez.
Hey, listen, what about just getting homeless people to come and stay at your house? Because they need somewhere to stay when you go on holidays and they can look after your dog.
Can we just go back to Mez for a second? Yeah. Mez was an inaugural Margaritas with Margo attendee, and I think we need to get it back up and running. They've actually got all of the women that attended that Margaritas from Margo are hosting their own event because they want to get back together again, and they had so much fun. Kim from the sunny coast. Sorry, I digress. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm great. How are you?
Yeah,
hello,
good, Kim. Dog ruined the holiday. Do you have an example of what goes wrong when you take the dog away with you?
I do. It wasn't a holiday. I was staying overnight at one of my friends. Took my dog because she has dogs. We went to a party, left the dogs at home.
Yeah. So thinking that they'd have a great time together.
Yeah. Yes. And so her elderly dad lives downstairs. So we were at the party. About three wines later, we get a call. Oh, my dog has eaten her elderly dad's brand new hearing aids.
We're
like, oh no.
Aren't they? I saw the ad where some mob's charging $9,000 and the other mob's charging less. Aren't they about $4,000 or $5,000?
I'm not sure. It turned out she had just chewed them up, they were covered under his warranty. So he got...
Dog chewing's in the T's and C's, Kim. Lucky for you.
What's the dog you got, Kim?
She's a pug called Gucci. She's very naughty.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
So cute. Kim. Thank you. Appreciate
man's
the calls.
Best friend.
Yeah. All right. Just leave them at home.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.